provided by Jack's Restaurant. All right. Here we go. Latest on Ricky Pearsall. He has a shoulder injury, and it's now recurring. And they hope that it wouldn't be a thing. How about this? This is unbelievable. Mike Silver reported Pearsall has a shoulder thing that is now recurring, and I think worrying over the long haul, something they knew about before they drafted him and were hoping wouldn't be a thing. So that's not good.
They knew about a shoulder
thing. Yeah. They knew about a shoulder thing before they drafted him. And now he's got a shoulder thing that's lingering. And they knew about this before the draft? Michael Silver, like, what?
We're going Trent Baalke? Drafting people injured in the first round?
Torn ACLs?
Like, come on, man. Like, that's... It's not a great look, considering what's going on with Brandon Ayuk. You don't even know if he's in here. Now, and Silver was reporting yesterday that everything's still on the table.
Oh, like, yeah, it's a fluid situation.
He said the team that's low-key, if I'm this team, I pull the trigger right now.
Washington
Commanders. Absolutely.
But they just traded Jahan Dotson yesterday to Philadelphia.
Yes, and if I'm Adam Peters and I have that relationship already and our boy Bob Myers is over there too, like, yes, go get the guy that played with him in college at ASU, Jaden Daniels. That's his boy, Brandon Ayuk. Let's do this thing.
Well, see, now I'm in a position, you know, you cannot trade Brandon Ayuk.
Well, you can't, but...
Listen, it's going to be hard to get back to the Super Bowl with Brandon Ayuk. Without Brandon Ayuk, with the state of the receiver position right now with the San Francisco 49ers, the hell we talk about Super Bowls for? So that's not happening without Brandon Ayuk.
You got Debo and you got George Kittle.
Game, man beaters, like, you know what I'm saying? man coverage, can you beat man coverage? Are we going to really count on just Debo and George Kittle in the pass game when you got to make a throw on third and eight?
Possibly.
Come on. I mean, without Brandon...
Chris Conley?
Without Brandon Ayuk, this team ain't getting to the Super Bowl, Spadoni. We're underrated Brandon Ayuk.
I'll push back on that. I still think they can get to the Super Bowl without Brandon Ayuk.
Really? How?
Yes. It's because I've seen it before. I've seen them get to a Super Bowl without Brandon Ayuk before with George Kittle and Debo Samuels. And, well, Emmanuel Sanders was there. That helped, but...
Very different football team.
Very different, but they've done it before.
They did it 5 years ago. So okay. With that logic, sure, it's possible.
Well, but I also just think that highly of Brock Purdy too.
The league is different though.
It is different. No. Don't get me wrong here. Do you need Brandon Ayuk to feel better about yourself and to feel good that you can get into the playoffs and contend for another Super Bowl? Yes, you would like to have that. If he is not a 49er though, and you keep Trent Williams, let's say that for the conversation, I still think this team is good enough to get to a Super Bowl. Will it be more difficult? Yes, but I don't think you just lose Brandon Ayuk and all of a sudden it's like, oh, the season's over. I don't feel that way for Jamar Chase. I feel that way for CeeDee Lamb. I feel that way for some other receivers, not for Brandon Ayuk and the 49ers, though.
So the defense of 2019 was all-time great. That defensive line was all-time great. All they'd had to do was rush for. Boom. Done. The secondary is probably better today than it was in 2019, although Jimmy Ward played his ass off. Emmanuel Mosley was very underrated.
Sherman got cooked.
You know, Sherman got cooked late in the year, no doubt. Run game was really good. Garoppolo was solid that year. Garoppolo could add the franchise record for most passing yards of the season. He's had a lot of fourth quarters. But without Brandon Ayuk, he's a second-team All-Pro. Second in the league in yards per catch. Downfield threat. We heard Baalke say it yesterday. Who are you going to put out there? Juwan Jennings, Danny Gray, Chris Conley? Are you kidding me? At the other spot? You just double Debo, shadow bracket, George Kittle. Where's the pass going to go?
Well, you would have hoped it would be Pearsall at least, right?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
This Pearsall news, and if he had an injury that they knew about with the shoulder, and with guys like Keon Coleman, Xavier Leggett on the board, and you take Pearsall? I need Brandon Ayuk. Just give him a damn bag by now. I'm tired of this. Without Brandon Ayuk, how the hell are we going to beat Green Bay? How the hell are we going to beat Detroit?
You lean on Christian McCaffrey, George Kittle, and Debo Samuel. You're still stacked. Those all guys are first-team all-pro players. Like, come on. Like, we're acting like if you lose Brandon Ayuk, that's your number one like person. And he was very good last year. He was awesome. He was the best receiver on the team last year. Yes. He was a second team all pro. That is a fact. But do I, if I'm projecting his career, do I think he's going to be second team and first team all pro every other year and stuff like that? No. I think that was probably going to the best season he's ever going to have was last season.
I don't know.
It's just very difficult in this offense, Bonte, to replicate in this offense, what he just did.
He just to say that it's going to be his best season of his career. What if he goes somewhere else and he gets double the targets?
I just don't think he's going to be as much of a difference maker, wins and losses wise. Listen,
I get it. He's not the only weapon in this offense. But when you take him out of this offense, and now you're putting a lot of pressure on Deebo to run the right route. Because the best route runner on a football team by far and away is Brandon Ayuk.
Yes.
It's not even close.
Yes.
Not even close. All right? Third down to five. Who's Brock looking at? Let me hit number 11 and go even first now.
His game translates the best to if you just spot like pick and choose a spot anywhere in the NFL, whatever team, right. You could plug him in and he will do his job.
Right. No doubt. No doubt.
Deebo, I can't say that about. That's right. True. I can't say that.
So, listen, man. Is it the NLB all? They'll still be really good. But it's going to be that much more challenging without a downfield threat if you move off of Brandon Ayuk. Now maybe you hold on to him, and maybe you make a move at the deadline for a wide receiver, whoever becomes disgruntled.
Devontae is going to be disgruntled because the Raiders are not going to be very good, and that's a guy right. that I would.
We're not going to the Super Bowl.
It just feels like without. Yeah, that was pretty funny.
That was so good. Do you have the whole thing? Can you play that? Can we play that?
Yeah, we'll play it in a second.
Thank you.
But 925, and I agree with the 925, extending mobile text on it. Problem is, the Niners without Brandon Ayuk have no real threats at the wide receiver position.
Well, I mean, we'll see about that. I have faith in Juwan Jennings as a third guy on the team. He's going to be a third option because you got George Kittle. Utilize him more in the passing game, Bonte.
Well, then you use him to block a lot.
You do.
You use him to block a lot.
Christian McCaffrey's a wide receiver, isn't he? He's basically that. He's both. He's a wide back at this point. I'm not worried. I'm not.
You're not worried if they don't lose Brandon Ayuk?
It's not a great look. You're not a better team without him. Yes, you could take a slight step back, but I think your slight step back, you're still on par or still better than everyone else in the NFC. If this was the AFC, though.
Whoa. They're better than everybody in the NFC without Brandon Ayuk.
I still think so.
Yeah, I don't.
Who's better than them? Without Brandon Ayuk.
I don't know. Maybe I'm too worried.
Green Bay.
No, please. Philadelphia. Oh,
Detroit.
Green Bay had like five or six games last year.
The LA Rams.
They did five or six games.
The LA Rams.
The right time, too.
The LA Rams. And don't sleep on Seattle. Who the hell's going to
be? I'm sleeping on Seattle. They have Geno Smith as their quarterback.
They got a hell of a defense.
I am riding back to Geno Smith.
They have a hell of a defense.
Great.
The Lions are definitely better than the Niners if the Niners don't have.
They have Jared Goff as their quarterback. Sorry, I'm not. I can't believe in him.
I'm sorry. McCaffrey's coming off of 400 touches.
888-957-9570.
Actually, I want to throw another angle at this here. Since you bring up Christian McCaffrey here, Bonte, let's say the Niners don't have Brandon Ayuk this year for whatever reason. But you also got to anticipate that Christian McCaffrey's probably going to take a step back in production. He had over 2,000 yards from scrimmage last year.
That's what I'm saying.
If, let's say, he gets only 1,600 yards from scrimmage this year, which is still a lot, but that's still 400-500 yards of offense you got to replace somewhere else on the roster, and you don't have Brandon Ayuk.
That's what I'm saying.
It's just, that's a massive mountain to climb up there. You look at what the Lions have, they're fully stocked. The Packers, they're on the rise. The Eagles, if they have things figured out, like they're going to be Saquon a very dangerous Barkley team. Like you fall back into the rest of the pack very, very fast without Brandon Ayuk.
This is problematic. And hold on real quick, Spadone. This is problematic because it's Lovin's point. Look at the guys. We were touching on this yesterday. Baldy, you heard, do we have the Baldy cut? When he was talking about, you know, he's worried about McCaffrey. He goes, it only takes is that one hit. This guy, Le'Veon Bell, 406 touches in 2017, 1,900 yards. 2018, he held out. 2019, he was the same player. DeMarco Murray, 2014, 449 touches, 1,845. In 2015, the touches decreased, basically split in half. He had 237 touches and just 702 rushing yards. A season after having 1,845. 2001, look, LT is like the exception to the rule. But Eddie George, we've seen it with Eddie George. We've seen it with Larry Johnson. We've seen it with multiple running backs where they have 400 carries. That next year, boy, it's not as pretty. And then 408, this Baldy keeps saying, don't sleep on Tampa Bay. I forgot they drafted DuBois McMillan from Washington. Tampa Bay's cooking with something.
I like Baker. I got to see it more from him. But hey, Todd Bowles, he's redemption tour. The defense is great. They re-signed Mike Evans. Yeah, I like Tampa, problem. But again, I'll wait and see with Tampa Bay because they snuck in last year. They
snuck in, but you know what?
And that division
they were a drive away from beating the Lions. They were in that game.
They were.
And don't forget that Niners game. It was 13-7 third quarter. It was a slugfest. And what happened? Brock Purdy hit Brandon Ayuk for a 75-yard touchdown. The busted game wide open.
The fact of the matter is, Bonte, I always go back to the head coach and the quarterback in that tandem. And I am not taking any other head coach and quarterback tandem in the NFC over Kyle Shanahan and Brock Purdy.
I respect that.
Not even close. I don't care. I have George Kittle, first team All-Pro. I have Deebo Samuel, another first team All-Pro kind of a guy. And I got Christian McCaffrey, first team All-Pro running back. I hope I have my left tackle, first team All-Pro, Trent Williams. Oh, I got this guy, Dominic Puni. He's pretty good. He's looking like a hit already as a rookie. I'm not worried about my offensive line. We're going to be okay. And our defense is going to be ferocious. I'm not worrying about it. I'm not. You can try to get me to worry about it. I'm not. If this was the AFC, though, sure, I could hear that. But I don't fear anyone in the NFC right now if I'm the 49ers. I don't. I just don't. Jalen Hurts, Nick Sirianni, there's a rift there. That's not good. Let me see more of Jordan Love and Matt LaFleur other than a half a season of good production. Let me see more from Matt Stafford staying healthy. I know what he could be with Sean McVay.
Hold on.
Can you stay healthy?
I got to get out of you about the refs.
They won a Super Bowl. That is something I can't take away from
them. We went to the playoffs last year, and you said the Rams are dangerous.
They were.
They were the most dangerous. And I had to talk you down. I said, dude, relax on the Rams. And they got bounced by the Lions.
Hey, no, Baldy also said that was
the Bears. I know they did. I disagree with them, too. I disagree. I didn't see it. I wouldn't panic it on the L.A. Rams. The Rams, we own them. They're our little sons, but now
I do think they match up the best out of any other teams.
They match up very, very well now. You know what it is? It's not that I don't have faith in the 49ers that it could be a really good team. I still think they'll be solid. But it also just feels like we are massively underrating who Brandon Ayuk is as a player. We are massively underrating his route running. We're massively underrating his rapport with Brock Purdy. We're massively underrating the fact that he was a second-team All-Pro in an offense that didn't throw the ball at all. They were 30th in the league in pass attempts. And we had a wide receiver go second-team All-Pro in a franchise that's they've had trouble drafting wide receivers ever since T.O. They've had troubles. They've had a lot of trouble doing that.
What are you doing in that Super Bowl?
Brock Purdy gave him 6 targets. What did Deebo do in the Super Bowl? 13 targets, 3 catches, and a straight hamstring.
He got an excuse. He got hurt.
Well, he's always hurt. I mean, that's the problem. He was hurt in 2 of the 3 playoff games.
Yeah.
So now we got to rely on Deebo to be healthy, Spadone.
That's true. But you know what?
Now you take Deebo. Hypothetically, Debo's going to miss a couple games. We know that. Hamstring in the Super Bowl. Got knocked out of the Green Bay game. What if he does get hurt?
Well, I have the second coming of Tom Brady on my team, so I don't care. His name is Brock Purdy.
So you don't care. So
he'll elevate Juwan Jennings. He'll elevate the Chris Conleys of the world. Oh, you know, he's going to be great.
Now you're speaking Cavendish.
No, I'm not. But this is what people say about him.
I hear you.
But this is what you pay. What, $300 million?
Well, Let's see it. We're not there yet.
But Bonte, doesn't a part of you want to see that?
I mentioned that before. That, you know, part of me wants to see Shanahan and Purdy elevate, but now that I see it, knowing that you're one hit away with Deebo, you're one hit away with Kittle.
I mean, that's football, though. You're one hit away from anything, right? Tom Brady took a shot to the knees out for the season.
Well, on the top-heavy team, your depth is not there. So all of a sudden, you're starting Chris Conley and Juwan Jennings? You're one hit away from doing that? You're one hit of having Jacob Cowie get a slot next to Juwan Jennings
and Chris Conley made more plays in the Super Bowl than Brandon Ayuk and Deebo Samuel.
Well, that's a problem.
Biggest game of the year.
Spencer Burford make a block and Brandon Ayuk scored a touchdown in overtime.
I think it's more a product of the performance of the whole team as a whole than on Brandon Ayuk. I agree with you, Spadone. If they had won that game, Juwan Jennings is probably Super Bowl MVP.
And then the receiver, Doc Reddyboss, kind of set the tone. We don't control who throws the ball. We don't control where the quarterback is going. We don't control whether the ball is coming to us. We just got to be ready for the ball. And we don't control who's going to pop us when we're running over the middle. I'm just saying, L'Jarius Sneed was shaken out of his shoes. Brandon Ayuk is an elite route runner. And now on a top-heavy football team without the depth that you have, Boy, this is getting a little scary. And the reason why we're bringing that up is because the report from Michael Silver is that the 49ers knew about Ricky Pearsall's shoulder, and they didn't think it could linger.
That's a tough look. That's a really tough look.
That's not a great look for the 49ers right now.
No.
It's not the end-all, be-all. Maybe he gets healthy for week number one, but we haven't seen him all camp.
Why'd they drag their feet so long with this Ayuk stuff? I know that they've done it in the past, like with Debo, with Nick Bosa. I feel like Kittle was actually pretty early. Like they got their stuff like figured out pretty quick there. But with Ayuk, I just don't know. Like, how could they have not have foreseen all these other receivers getting paid what they were getting paid? Like, shouldn't they have some foresight there?
Yeah.
Or all along?
Are
they just telling us all along that they really don't want to pay him?
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, remember, this is just how they've been doing business. Remember, we talked to Cam Inman. We asked if they would change things up here, and he was just like, no, this is how they like to do this. They like to hold things out and wait this long.
It's the way they operate. But Ayuk came to the table, and then that's the way they do it. But they ripped up McCaffrey's contract, got it done early in the spring, right?
Mm-hmm.
You do that to McCaffrey, and the market changed. And how could Ayuk's mindset not change when you see the market change? Wait. That guy's getting 25. That guy's getting 28. Look at my numbers compared to him. Look at my impact compared to him. I'm in three down wide receiver, meaning you need me to run block? I'll do that. You look at those McCaffrey big-time touchdowns. Who's downfield blocking? It's number 11, Brandon Ayuk, getting down and dirty, scrapping with corners, scrapping with linebackers, scrapping with DBs. That's a problem, man. We're going to qualify somebody within the next 5 minutes. We qualify two people to have breakfast with the roast. When you hear that sounder, be ready to call 415-523-4652, and you'll win a spot for breakfast with the roast Friday, September the 6th. Again, Jack's Restaurant is providing the breakfast. You don't want to miss out on that. We have two more spots available when you hear the sounder. But first, let's go to Daryl in Alameda. Daryl, what's happening, man? You're on the roast.
What up, D?
Hey, good morning, guys. Good morning. Man, Spadoni, I almost drove off the road hearing you talk about Brandon Ayuk like that. You make him seem like he's some kind of scrub off the street or something. He can easily be replaced. You mentioned that, well, what did he do in the Super Bowl? If he had gotten the ball on the last play, we would have won the Super Bowl. He can't throw the ball to himself. I mean, Brandon Jennings is not even on the level of
Brandon
Jennings.
Jawan Jennings.
Excuse me. Yes, Jawan Jennings.
You got it. You got it.
So I don't know why are you guys dissing Brandon Ayuk so much?
No, I'm not dissing him, Daryl. Daryl, thank you for the call. I'm just saying I'm not going to be doom and gloom, and if they end up trading him, I'm not going to like freak out about it. It's not a great look. But I still think they're better than everyone else in the NFC.
Daryl, you still there? What are the Niners' chances to get back to that Super Bowl without Brandon Ayuk?
I put four teams in front of them. Definitely the Rams. I think Detroit is better than they would be. I think that definitely Green Bay. Okay, just those three right now.
All right.
But man, it would be a big blow if they let Brandon Ayuk slip away.
I disagree completely with
Green Bay.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.